Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show. One more week, one more again. We're happy to have you. I'm glad you're here. I'm Pastor John with the one and only, I'd like to think the most profound motivational speaker I know of I Believe in Myself, Mr. Andreas Ruiz.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Yes. I think the greatest co-host a man can ask for.
Thank you. Same here, man. Great to be here and looking forward to speaking with yourself and Bruce, man, who's in the building.
Another beautiful show. And we also have in studio Mr. Bruce Laird of Avra Valley Growers, who will be speaking with us in the latter half of the show about all the amazing stuff he's doing with Ag Vets, with his farm, and with hemp production, and all the different things we can do with that, as well as the ways that the community can get involved with the amazing work that they're doing. But as usual, we will start the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, that week in and week out tells you about the good that's being done in our community with an opening prayer. So we will start with the Serenity Prayer. So God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking, as Jesus did, this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen.
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 So, today we have an awesome show. We have Pastor John's Verse of the Week, which I think will be a little spicy one, a little something special. And then after the break, we will we'll hear the motivational thought of the week, brought to you by I Believe in Myself Motivational Coaching. And then the whole second half of this little ball game, we will be speaking with Bruce Laird and Avra Valley Growers about all the amazing work that they're doing to ensure that new technologies in growing and farming are getting out there to the civilian population as well as to the veteran population and so much more. And let me not forget to let you know, if you want to give us a call, you can call us at 520-790-2040. So on this week's Pastor John's Verse of the Week, we're going to take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. And I'll give you a second for those at home with their travel Bibles to pull it out and to thumb through that. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. So we start with, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. So I'll say that one more time. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, for those at home that want to throw it in Google real quick. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. So I think in the Bible, it's this verse is kind of refabricated in so many different ways, and there's just so many kind of the same things being said here, and it kind of all goes back to in Galatians, I think it is, where it's, you reap what you sow. Like, this is kind of an idea, a notion that none of us can escape. And that idea can be kind of the most morbid and kind of hostile idea, or it can be kind of the brightest idea of hope and possibility. Because if I do bad and that means that I reap bad, then if I do good, then that means I reap good. So to me, that is just, that's an amazing thought, that if I put out good energy, if I do good things, if I treat people good, if I go and help the unhoused, if I go and I try to help veterans get housed, if I try to help people find jobs, if I try to make possibilities for other people, then I can expect those same things for myself. A big thing that I used to say when I lived on the streets, and a little backstory of vulnerability of Pastor John McClain, I lived on the streets for 5 years. When I used to say when I lived on the streets and I was a homeless advocate that whole entire time I lived on the streets was, if I make sure today that 100 people have a shirt and a blanket and have something to eat, have some water, have some good food, and they're fed and they sleep well and they're protected tonight, you can bet that I'm going to be protected and I'm going to be safe. I'm going to have a shirt. I'm going to have a blanket. I'm going to eat well. So this idea of taking care of oneself and make sure you're taken care of, it exudes, you know, or making sure others are taken care of, it exudes back. So, you know, definitely, I'll open it up to my man Andreas on the floor to, you know, what is your thoughts on this, and how does this, you know, this make you feel when you think of this verse that is such a popular verse?
Well, that reminds me of me when I was younger. When I was in my mid-20s, I was always complaining, why aren't people helping me, or why is this happening to me? How can I benefit from other people? How can I get what I want from other people? I was always looking for that, and I was always getting nothing in return or nothing good in return. Mm-hmm. And the more that I complained, the more that I got negativity in my life. Yeah. And then when I finally started focusing on service, being of service to others, just how can I help them, speaking at schools, coaching, going to help out homeless veterans with asking for nothing in return. Mm. That's when things started to come my way little by little. And the more that I provided service, the more that I got back. And I still focus on that. Sometimes I don't get paid for certain speaking gigs that I do, or for coaching sessions that I give, for advice that I give. I give a lot of advice on Facebook. I'm always going live, and I'm always just giving some words of wisdom where it could really boost somebody's energy up. And these people, sometimes they've been listening to me for so long that then after a year, 2 years, they're asking me, hey, how can I work with you? How can you be my coach? How can you come speak for my company? How can you coach my organization? And it was because of the service that I provided. Yeah. And
is you reaping what you sowed.
Exactly.
That metaphorical going out there, speaking with them, going out there. Like, I mean, and it's funny, I guess, I don't know. Thank you, God, for the funny little pun of having me do a reap what you sow verse when I had a farmer in the studio with us.
Yeah.
So, for sure, perfect. Like, I'm sure Bruce could tell us so many stories about how he was out there in the farm, and, like, I guess you told us kind of before we started the show where, like, he just had so many plants just knocked over or decimated, or he had entire harvest completely taken out and he had to start all over again. But then eventually he had an amazing harvest, and he, like, kind of made it to this point now where he's one of the only organizations, if not the only organization in the state of Arizona, that's able to grow hemp and able to really bring it to the market in a revolutionary way. So it's beautiful to see it, like, around me, and it's also beautiful to see in my own life, just in making the right choices and helping people and being able to have awesome people like yourselves in my life to be able to see your fruits and to see you guys reap what you sow based off those positive actions that you're doing.
And on top of it, not only are you getting, it's not about money, it's about everything else, relationships, your health, you're having a better health, better, just more opportunities. But the biggest thing is for me has been relationships. I get to meet interesting people. I get to meet people who are doing good for the world, like Bruce. I mean, he's doing amazing things. What he just showed us today is amazing. I can't wait for him to share more about what he's doing. And for, like, yourself, man, you're doing amazing things in the world. And that's what I want to be around. I want to be around people who are doing good for the world, because if we get together, man, we could be an amazing team that could bring even more goodness to the world.
I like to think of it like Captain Planet. I don't know if that's, like, the old nerd in me, but I like to think, like, we're all, like, some character on Captain Planet in some regard. So, yeah, we're just coming together and doing good. So I'm going to go ahead and we're going to nod our heads to our sponsors, and we're going to go ahead and roll to them. If you guys want to give us a call and talk about anything we've talked about, or you want to talk to Bruce Laird with Ever Valley Growers, just go ahead and call us at 790-2040. Also, tell your friends to go to kvoi.com or veteranrescuemission.org if you want to listen to the show or watch the show live. Thank you for listening, and we'll be right back.
MBS Arts provides fine arts based on solutions for all your home and business needs. Originally designed, affordable, and unique paintings, drawings, and murals can easily be commissioned. Artist Michael B. Schwartz has been proudly serving Arizona communities since 1988, including Homeless Veterans Transition Center, Veteran Rescue Mission. If you're looking for your own personalized fine art made possibly by a famous artist, contact MBS Arts today.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at ibelieveinmyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to ibelieveinmyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
And welcome back once again to the Common Good Radio Show. I am Pastor John McClain. In studio with me is the one and only, the Batman to my Superman, Mr. Andres Ruiz.
Perfect.
And he is the commander in chief of I Believe in Myself. If you've never heard of it, please go to Facebook right this moment. Check it out. Also go to Andres Ruiz's Facebook page and you'll see our beautiful faces in 100% clarity. And we're wearing our own organizational shirts. He's wearing an I Believe in Myself shirt. I'm wearing my Veteran Rescue Mission shirt. Bruce is just wearing a really cool hip shirt and his Marine hat to show that he is a certified bad man, just like me, because I'm wearing my Iraqi Freedom combat hat. So you have a good part of a military unit in studio here, and we are prepared. And actually, I had a fun joke I wanted to tell you before we went into the segment for you later. So what is the best type of Marine? No, this is a clean joke. Okay. I promise. It's a clean joke. Yeah.
What is it?
A submarine. Yeah. I heard that from a Navy guy just recently that I was working with. Yeah. Submarine. Right. Yeah. Isn't that fun? Yeah. So, best type of submarine is a submarine. So, all my Army, Navy, Air Force, and Coast Guard friends, there's your new joke. My Marine friends, I'm sorry. I still love you. Please don't beat me up after the show.
It's better than the crayon joke. Yeah.
So, enough fun and more. Let's get right into the motivation. Like, let's get to the real stuff. Let's get to the growth, the serious stuff. Because this week we have your edition of the Motivational Thought of the Week brought to you by I Believe in Myself Motivational Coaching.
Thank you. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. It's so good to be here, man, with you guys and enjoying the space right now and really enjoying just being here in good company. It's not so much about that, you know, it's the radio show. It's about just being in good company. And today what I want to talk about is how many of us, we describe ourselves by the materialistic things and the achievements that we've had in our life. And when I say that, it's because some of us, we feel like we are those materialistic things. Mm-hmm. I've met people who have, you know, great cars. They have all these amazing things, but they base their worthiness on the materialistic things.
Yeah.
Also, I've had people who I've coached that they've had a lot of achievements in their lives. You know, they've had their degrees. They have a high paying job. They're making six figures, but they're not fulfilled because they're not really living in their purpose. They're not living what they really truly want to do with their lives. And when I talk to these people, they tell me that they can't get out of that because it's a family business type of thing where, hey, I'm a lawyer, so we come from a family of lawyers. That's all we do. I can't be a life coach. I can't be a public speaker because then I would embarrass my family. I've been to, I remember when I went to San Jose, there was a girl, young girl, she was about 16, 17. She said, I don't know. I'm going to be a lawyer. And I said, is that what you really want to be? Because I could feel her energy immediately. And she said, well, my mom, you know, she wants me to be a lawyer because she's a lawyer. Mm-hmm. And she said, and I said, what do you really want to be? She said, I want to be an artist. I want to be a painter, but I know I can't make it because my cousin, she's struggling right now. And my mom told me that if I become an artist, I'm going to struggle like her. And so now she's probably going to end up going to be a lawyer, which she really doesn't even want to be. And imagine how many people have gone down the path of a career that they're not really happy with, but they do it because maybe to make other people proud or just so people so that they can be seen. And I've been a part of that because I only have a high school diploma, and I always base my worthiness off of that high school diploma. I have a family who are lawyers, doctors, surgeons. Man, imagine comparing yourself to that. And I'm over here with just a high school diploma. So what I want to tell you is that materialistic things and your achievements, they're not going to make you happy. What's really, because just think about it like this. When you get those materialistic things, when you get those achievements, you're going to have to bring you with you. And if you're not happy right now, you're not going to be happy when you have those $1 million. You're not going to be happy when you finally get that diploma or whatever it is that you get. Because if you're not happy right now in this moment, which is really all we have, then you will never be happy. You have to find the happiness within. And a lot of people don't understand that if you don't feel fulfilled within, you will never be fulfilled. I don't care how much money you make, how many things you do in your life. You're going to have to bring you with you. So you really have to start thinking about, okay, how can I serve? How can I find my purpose? Now's the time to start looking for your purpose. Now's the time to reinvent yourself. Start changing yourself right now and start looking for that why. What is it that you want? What is it that your heart really truly desires? Are you doing it for other people? Are you doing it to be seen? Are you doing it to get that car? Why are you doing it? So that's my little thing right now. And
that's no little thing. That was huge. I love that. I mean, it's so, definitely just to kind of add on to that, just something that I've been dealing with all day long. I was reading something I read recently about a guy back in World War II who went out of his way to avoid from getting drafted in World War II, and like having joined in a wartime right at the cusp of a war myself, like this is something I could gravitate to. And obviously in the story, he tried to avoid it with all costs, but he contemplated that thought, like, you know, I am an American, like it is, you know, maybe it is my duty to serve my country. Like, this is a big deal. Like, Pearl Harbor just happened at that point. So it's like, this is a huge question that he had to ponder. And I faced that same thing. And that's why I joined the military right after, you know, 9/11 got the towers got bombed. And I was faced with that decision, like, okay, it's that time. Like, they're coming after us. I'm at that age. I'm an 18, 19 years old. Like, I have to go and defend my country. And a lot of that was, like you're saying, it was making my parents happy, and it was making my family happy, and it was this making my neighbors happy, and this idea of being this patriotic good person. But you know, a lot of it wasn't to make me happy necessarily. And luckily, like you're saying, I did reach that epiphany of, okay, what is it that makes me happy? You know, and how can I take that learned experience, good and bad, and make something of that? Yeah, so definitely. I love that you kind of bring that to us today, because I was just like, today I was like, this morning I was reading that and just something hit me. I got in tears over it, because it was just so prolific to me, this idea of like, man, like what do I want, but what is the right thing to do at the same time? So thank you for that.
Thanks, man. No, and one thing that I just want to say to everybody is follow what your heart desires. Always ask your heart what it wants. And once you start contemplating, once you start saying, oh, you start having pros and cons of what you want to do, that means that you don't want to do it. So you need to really just step into your heart and ask it, what do I want to do? Once you get into your head, you're dead, because your head is very, it could tell you a lot of negative things. So stick to your heart, step into your heart, and always follow your heart, not what everybody else is saying or what your mind is saying.
Yeah, this is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, and that was the Motivational Thought of the Week brought to you by I Believe in Myself. Thank you again for listening.
Avra Valley Growers, a veteran-owned company, has been working with the leading professionals in Arizona to ensure that their customers get the best quality and best-tasting locally grown produce available. Working alongside organizations such as the University of Arizona, Star School, Veteran Rescue Mission, and many more, Avra Valley Growers is working to teach veterans how to do agriculture and create their own farm. Call Avra Valley Growers today at 389-9291 to order produce or show your support.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I want to give a huge shout out to Diggins Environmental for always being there for us, whether that has been residential or commercial trash services or porta potties for events. Diggins Environmental has supported the vets that we support at every turn and have always provided five-star service. Call Diggins at 624-1744 today for your garbage or event needs to show Diggins your support.
MBS Arts provides fine arts based on solutions for all your home and business needs. Originally designed, affordable, and unique paintings, drawings, and murals can easily be commissioned. Artist Michael B. Schwartz has been proudly serving Arizona communities since 1988, including Homeless Veterans Transition Center, Veteran Rescue Mission. If you're looking for your own personalized fine art made possibly by a famous artist, contact MBS Arts today.
And welcome back again. Lucky you. Man, you thought to be here this very day at 2:34 Mountain Standard Time to listen to me, Pastor John McClain, with my good buddy from I Believe Myself, a person that you could call today and have come coach you. And he goes by the name of Andres Ruiz.
Yes, sir.
You got it right, man. Yeah, absolutely. Nice. And we're here in studio with... I want to think probably one of the coolest guys I know. Definitely one of the coolest Marines I know. I can easily say that. Granted, I know a lot of Marines, and they're all cool in their own right, but certainly he's one of my close buddies. So one of the coolest Marines I know, Bruce Laird with Avra Valley Growers. Welcome to the studio with us, brother.
Well, I appreciate that amazing introduction there, John.
Well, you deserve it, my friend. You're doing groundbreaking stuff. Do you realize that about yourself?
We're trying, you know.
Yeah.
We're not the only ones out there for sure. There's a lot of people working on different projects, but
yeah, and always humble, right? Is that a Marine thing? Is that one of the Marine Corps values? Stay humble.
I don't know about that.
No. So let's jump back right into it, particularly because I was excited, and I even shared this morning a video of your farm, one of the coolest farms I've ever seen. And it was, you know, so, and it was a hemp farm that you have, and particularly it's kind of like, I guess off script here, but explain what I was seeing there with that farm, like how many acres, what is the area that you're growing there?
Yeah. You know, that's a pretty small area actually. Mm-hmm. It's, I think 3/4 acre mm-hmm. and we got close to 2,000 plants in mm-hmm. there. So it's packed in tight. There's a lot of plants in a small space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're doing that for some CBD trials and some variety trials. Mm-hmm. We got that stuff donated to us from a local nursery, so we're working with that. But
And what can hemp be used for beyond CBD?
Okay, yeah. So, you know, there's many products that can be made from it. Plastics. People are starting to explore diapers, mm-hmm. Antimicrobial fibers for clothing.
Okay.
You know, so bed linens for hospitals, mm-hmm. Gowns, scrubs, mm-hmm. those type things. Mm-hmm. You know, huge application for that there. Building materials, hempcrete, fiberboard, insulation, lost circulation materials for drilling applications.
Mm-hmm.
So drilling fluid isn't lost during the drilling process.
Mm-hmm.
Many things are used for that. Some are environmentally friendly, some are not, mm-hmm. you know. Flooring, you know, furniture, pretty much really everything inside of a room and mm-hmm. in this room could be made from it.
Mm.
Textiles, you know, clothing, people are making wedding rings out of it. I saw a company, Rad Rings, really cool, making rings out of the wood. Guitars. I've seen guitars made. Shoes, sunglasses, you know, a wide range of applications. Food packaging, single-use food packaging.
So almost literally like anything that you could possibly think of could probably be made out of hemp other than whatever it's, you know, whatever plastics or whatever, you know, thing it's being made out of.
Yeah, papers, plastics, woods, all that could, I wouldn't say be replaced, right? That sounds like it's a threat to the industries, but definitely
have another option,
right? Mitigate ocean pollution, air pollution. During the growth cycle of the plant, if one ton of fiber will sequester 1.6 tons of CO2 from the atmosphere, and this is happening in a 60 to 90, maybe 100 day growth cycle. So it's rapid. It could pull a million acres across the nation could pull 1.6 million tons of CO2 out of the atmosphere in about 90 days, and then it's locked permanently in that material. So when the material is processed into hempcrete or some type of fiber board or paneling or insulation, whatever it's used for, the carbon is locked in, and eventually, with the exception of the hempcrete, if those products need to be disposed of, they'll just deteriorate.
And another to kind of off the script goodie is like, what's the viability of this? Like, I know like what is, you know, it took you, I'm guessing, a lot of work to kind of get to this point where you have your own hemp farm. Like, what if someone else who was interested in doing something like that, how realistic is it for them to do something like it?
Tread cautiously, do your research. Yeah. A lot of people are coming into it on the CBD approach, cannabinoids, terpenes, the medical side, that type of application. And, what we're looking at is a totally, totally different avenue. It's like the rope, canvas, clothing, plastics, those types of materials.
Which I imagine the need is abundant.
It's larger. I mean, every single person is using a piece of plastic. Every single person is living in a home that could have these building materials used. And then the fact that the stuff can deteriorate in like 80 to 90 days, the plastics is tremendous, versus 700 years in the ocean. Soil cleanup, we can clean up heavy metals and pollution out of the soil just by growing the plants in those areas through phytoremediation. It'll pull those materials out out of the ground. Water cleanup, the herds, the inside part of the plants will absorb four times their weight. So it's already been used. It was used in the Exxon Valdez big oil spill to suck a lot of that oil up off the ocean.
You didn't see that on the evening news,
absolutely,
did you?
Not. Yeah. Yeah. And so the nation's really just had legality for this over the, it's really just became, honestly, this year was the first real year.
Wow. So you think it's going to break through pretty soon, more or less?
More
popular.
But I mean, I say this year's the first real year, but like it's been happening since back in like the early 2000s under different farm bills and things like that. But this has been the first real year where it's been more freedom in it and across the nation and federally recognized as a national program with the USDA and things like that. So it's growing. It's got a long ways to go. There's a lot of things we need to make it happen. But in the long run, it's going to help address pollution, both in the air and the water, in our soils, and be a good thing for the planet.
Wow, that's amazing, man! Especially what you're doing for the Earth, that's incredible.
Yeah.
And Bruce, so what is needed for the hemp industry to grow to its potential?
Yeah, so one of the things is, like this right here, us just talking about it. I appreciate the time for this, to talk about this.
My honor.
I'm sure there's a lot of other things you guys could be talking about other than this, but education, that's one big thing. Talking to the public, getting more information about what the plant could actually be used for. I think if more people know that the options are out there for them to buy, these types of green products, if you will, that are better for the environment, and, maybe they will.
Yeah.
Solid supply of the fiber from farm. Like, we need farmers growing hemp for fiber. And it's kind of like the chicken before the egg thing, because we, at the same time, we need processors to be able to process the hemp fibers really regionally. It's not going to be like one big shop set up in the central U.S. is going to handle everything the U.S. does. It's going to be on a more regional base. And then also really at the same time, the product manufacturers like that will take these raw products and turn them into clothes. You know, Levi's has come on. You got Patagonia Clothing. There's a lot of different companies out there that are working with the products, you know, and I mean, there's way more than those two. Those are just kind of the bigger names.
A fun little offshoot of a question before we go into the break. Have you, I think we've already thought about getting into the next step of the process and processing this. Have you thought about maybe working your way all the way to that kind of like that Levi point where you make your own jeans or you start maybe make your own products out of maybe the material you process after you grow it?
Yeah, I mean, who knows, right? I don't want to put myself in a box and say we're only going to do this, we're going to do that.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, it would be great to have a textile in, you know, facility like a full textile gin, if you will, like processing, you know, all the way down to spinning.
Yeah, and then you, I know, like you're that kind of thinker. Like you, we definitely would be your spitball, and we always have kind of like cool ideas going back and forth like that. So I kind of wanted to plant that seed just in case.
Lots of machines and moving parts. Yeah, and, yeah. So who knows? Yeah. Hopefully so, right? I mean, we want to see this grow for the U.S.
Yeah,
there's many
and just
other
that
countries.
Model, you know, if you could be that model of from growth all the way to, you know, a pair of jeans or a t-shirt or whatever the product may be, and you can show other regions and other areas, okay, this is what it looks like from beginning to end. Because I mean, we all know for whatever reasons, that it makes sense, and it hasn't existed till this point, but it seems like we're at that cusp, and it's just like you're saying, other organizations just kind of stepping up like you have and kind of filling those different blanks. So I'm excited to see what your organization, how you grow within this next year, 10 years, because you're at the cusp of something amazing, and it's and he's my friend.
Really impressed.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we're going to go ahead and I guess pay our bills, because all of our children, we all have children here, they have to eat. So this is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. And thank you for listening.
MBS Arts provides fine arts based on solutions for all your home and business needs. Originally designed, affordable, and unique paintings, drawings, and murals can easily be commissioned. Artist Michael B. Schwartz has been proudly serving Arizona communities since 1988, including Homeless Veterans Transition Center, Veteran Rescue Mission. If you're looking for your own personalized fine art made possibly by a famous artist, contact MBS Arts today.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at ibelieveinmyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to ibelieveinmyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
And welcome back one last time. Soak it in, people, because you get us for one more second of the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain here with the one and only. And I wanted to ask you, the Superman or Batman?
I'll go with Batman.
Batman. So the Batman to Batman. My Superman, I Believe in Myself's Andreas Ruiz here to exude positive energy in the studio.
Yes, let's do it.
You ready for this?
Let's do it, bro.
And I think to kind of nail that home, just in case we needed our absolute force, we need someone to take charge of the unit. We have Bruce Laird of Apple Valley Growers in here to lead the drill. Hi, thank you for being here, Bruce.
Okay, what's up, thank brother?
He's like, I don't know how to react to that. I'm afraid.
What I volunteer for.
So, before we had to cut out here for a little bit, we were talking about a borderline controversial issue, even though it shouldn't be, but hemp and all the awesome things that you can do with it. I mean, pretty much all the applications that exist with hemp and encouraging other people to be involved. But, you know, what would you say, Bruce, is something that about hemp that, you know, you definitely think people need to know about it? And if we left here today without talking about that, we would be leaving something off. What would you say that would be?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, you know, but I'd say personally for me, right, I would say the potential of cleaning, or I wouldn't say cleaning, but not adding to the ocean pollution with plastic, yeah. Right? I mean, that's a major crisis, yeah. You know, and I'm no climate freak or whatever you want to say, but you have to be an idiot to say that that's not an issue, right?
Yeah, and it's actually funny enough that you bring that to the forefront, because that's true. Knowing you like me, like we're both kind of like, I would think of us at the minimal moderate, definitely not. We're not liberal, you know. We're not. We're both certainly combat veterans,
and we're both. We don't fit in the box.
Yeah. We're certainly, you know, we're not what you would think of your traditional environmentalist, or right. We're certainly not going to be wearing tie-dye, and we don't have dreads. Like, we're not those type of guys. Yet, it just, at this point, it just makes sense from an economic, environmental standpoint to use these type of materials, other than these materials. So this isn't a political issue anymore. This isn't a, you know, you're a hippie or you're not a hippie type of thing. This is just... this, you either do what makes sense or you do what doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Like
those are kind of the different factions that are being built.
Yeah. Yeah. And then also the CO2 thing, you know, the carbon sequestration, you know, if, you know, there's a lot of buzz out there about climate change and that being an issue, you know? And like I said, once again, I don't take a stance on it either way. I'd have to see a lot more research and do a lot more study on it myself. But, however, what has been scientifically proven is that the fiber can sequester carbon out of the atmosphere. So, you know, growing it in large quantities would make sense to kind of balance that, you know. And it's something that corporations could do to offset their carbon and, you know, gain carbon credits, you know. So, and then that material could be used to make plastics. And it's just a closed loop thing. It really... Yeah. Makes the little recycle triangle, you know, I think of in my mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Like that's real. You know, that could become real, whereas it's not now, really. You know, so, I mean, those are the really big things for me.
And how does it make you feel being able to provide that to people? Like, and just knowing that, like, because, I mean, even you and telling me that, obviously it makes me want to, like, be involved, makes me want to be able to, like, help and be involved in, like, how does it make you feel to be able to do that? Is it kind of pretty proud?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the thing with, like, the military, right, and veterans, and that's a big, one of the big problems that veterans have is coming out of the service and not really feeling like that sense of servitude or what you're doing really has a lot of value, right? You're just like droning on from day to day doing, you know? And I think a lot of people get stuck in that. So this, you know, this plant's helped me with this in that way and just, you know, farming in general. And it feels good. You know, we're doing something positive that could affect generations beyond we could even think of, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly what we were talking about right now during the break, man. Just what you're really doing is something incredible. It's amazing. I was even intrigued by this, and I want to learn more about it because, like you said, it's the future. You're taking care of our future, man. And how many people are doing what you're doing? There's not a lot of people that are doing it, man. So I'm very grateful for you for what you're doing, man.
There's people out there, but you know, the big thing is having the restraint of the government not allowing it to happen for so long. You know, I mean, the crop was grown. at one point early in the 1900s, you know, up to like the 1930s, all over the country, really, you know, and people were encouraged to grow it. And then it kind of got choked out, and now it's back again, you know, and it's made an appearance in the form of CBD and these other type things. But we're really missing the big picture of it, and it's these type materials that could make single-use plastics. They're used once and thrown away. You know, food packaging, the packaging can actually absorb the gases coming off of the food, which would likely preserve the food much longer. You know, so it affects so many other things than just a medicine or something someone could take, you know. And food packaging, single-use plastics, like a $900 billion industry a year, you know, and those things are just used one time, thrown in the trash, and then there it floats in the ocean. You know, so these hemp plastics, you know, they got some development to go yet, but companies are making it, you know, straws, different cups and things like that. Single-use cups for restaurants and resorts, hotels and things like that. So as more and more of that comes online, then it'll help, you know, the industry overall grow.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I say let's go ahead and check in one more time on AgVets and just kind of like fill us in on what's going on with them nowadays, and you know, what are we accomplishing this time around?
Yeah. So well, you know, John, you're on the board there with the AgVets.
Yes, and, yes, I am. I don't dress as fancy as I'm dressing right now for those meetings, but yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, we're doing Zoom meetings, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we've been doing pretty much all year.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're actually going to have an in-person meeting next month, right?
Yeah, cool.
We're stepping up with the outreach. We've got a bunch of organizations we're contacting.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then we're trying to figure out, like, going forward, how are we going to implement the program? Mm-hmm. You know, the goal was in October, we were going to start having hands-on workshops and seminars and different farm locations, right? And now it's like, well, we're going to be able to do that. We're going to have to do it all virtual. We're going to do Zoom meetings and how it's going to work. So we're still working through those hurdles, but I feel like we've made progress.
I think so. I think we've adjusted well.
Yeah, everything's getting really narrowed down to the focus of what the program's going to be.
Yeah, and I'm just excited. You know, just the group of people we have. You know, we have all these doctors. That's a big thing. I saw the Zoom meeting. Like, you see me and your name, just regular old people name, but they're like doctor almost next to everybody else's name. So I felt kind of cool and fancy, but I definitely felt confident that we had the people at the table that we needed to get done whatever we needed to get done. So I'm excited for being able to teach these vets what needed to be done. So
yeah, it's a large undertaking.
We got 20 minutes. Tell people seconds. How they can 20 seconds. Tell people how they can be involved with Avid Valley Growers and then kind of how they can plug in.
Yeah. So one thing is, you know, you could contact us. You go to our website avg.farm.
Okay.
You could also go to our other company bastandshiv.com. You could reach out at 520-389-9291.
All right, thank you for listening.